She woke with a start. There was definitely a noise, a thump. Not just in her dream or imagination. It was real. Without opening her eyes, instinct forced her left hand from the covers to reach over and anchor herself to her lover, sleeping just within reach in the king-sized bed. But only empty space lingered there. That's it. He must have gotten up and bumped into something in his sleep-induced stupor. Mentally, she relaxed and withdrew her arm to again wrap up in the warmth of the comforter. Her sigh suddenly couldn't escape her lips, and her eyes flew open. Something hard and firm pressing to her face, all but eliminating any ability to breathe. Her hand flew up in raw panic toward her face, but a fabric-shrouded glove caught her by the wrist and yanked her arm almost effortlessly down, pinning it to the bed. What's happening? Her body convulsed in response to the sudden surge of adrenaline, every nerve tingling with fear and hypersensitive response. She could see the form looming above her, black and hazy, no features, only imposing blackness in the dark outline, blocking out the moonlight from the windows. Impulsively, she fought to get up, but was frozen at the sudden pang of contact with a searingly sharp object just below her chin. God, what happened to her lover? She felt the object covering her mouth gradually recede, and in just that instant, she mused that maybe this was some new spice that he was going to add to their routine bedroom antics. As soon as that thought appeared, though, it was forced from her mind as the covering over her mouth was again there, returning with more firmness than before. And the new scent of it? Damn, vaguely sweet, but terrifying on its own in this last few seconds when her body refused to function and went still, her eyes following suit as she lost the battle for consciousness. Aching, dizzy, and oddly full, she was so uncomfortable. She tried to flex her arms that were outstretched above her head, but something was restricting them. The more she pulled and wriggled her hands, whatever it was around her wrists tightened and chafed. It was pain, hot and irritating to her skin. She wasn't sure where she was. Whatever had happened clouded her awareness still. Without warning, the fullness she felt eased and was replaced by such a hollow feeling, only to crash back into her. She cried out, aware now that there was something inside her. She pushed aside an errant thought that teased her mind's periphery, her body noticing the distinct feel of motion, as if she were in a car. Again, the fullness eased only to instantly slam in, overwhelming her and eliciting an audible gasp. Her senses slowly continuing to focus, the memory of a knife at her throat and a dark form before nothing. This recollection brought not only the memory, but a renewed terror and the realization that it was not something, but someone inside her. She willed herself to open her eyes as again her assailant withdrew and thrust it into her, this time with a groan of his own. A black mask and a pair of eyes, smoky with raw primal desire, met her gaze as he quickened his pace, fucking her with abandon. Tears were escaping her. She couldn't breathe or move, her arms stretched above her, and the masked figure pinning her legs apart and burying himself as deeply as anyone she had ever experienced. She heard herself moan, and the added horror slammed into her mind that she was soaking wet. She wanted to only fear what was happening, what was to come. But as she tossed her head to the side, as if to deny her feelings, she was more than anything filled with disgust, because with each rocking motion, she anticipated the return of that stranger's cock destroying her. Her breath was becoming ragged, but it wasn't whatever had rendered her unconscious before. No, this was excitement and lust. The man who now ravaged her body was unrelenting, now practically bruising her thighs, more with each indignant reclaiming of what was at the moment his pussy. In this van, or what she assumed to be a van of some kind, they weren't alone. The driver was seemingly unaffected by the entire scene unplaying behind him, and another man had scooted himself up beside her head from the back where he had been watching. She was suddenly, inexorably coming with a guttural scream that had not been pulled from her in a long time. It only seemed to be making her new master more frenzied, as his pace quickened even more. God, he was splitting her in half, and one orgasm melted into the next so fluidly that she was only vaguely aware that her hips were now bucking to meet him. She could practically feel the other man smiling beside her, but she didn't care. They might kill her. They were already having their way with her, yet all she could think of was the cock tearing her apart and the faint sound of the zipper next to her ear. Again, she rolled her head to face the figure beside her, and instantly a hand found her hair and she shrieked. The sound died almost before escaping her lips as the hand in her hair exerted sudden force, and her warm, parched mouth was invaded with the taste of sweat and pre-cum. At the sudden convulsion in her throat, the stinging pain of her hair being roughly tugged made her tingle, and the latest orgasm building in her intensified but dissipated as the cock inside her was ripped away. Replacing it, she suddenly feels the familiar heat of breath and a moist tongue against her clit, followed by the sharp, sobering rake of teeth against her pussy lips. She couldn't hold back the tears as her mouth was savagely fucked, his rhythm and the hand tangled in her hair, having her hungry for his cum to spill into her despite her mind's protests. Again, sensation leaves her almost numb center, but then an inhuman cry around the cock pulsing between her swollen lips as she feels teeth tear into her inner thigh's smooth flesh. She felt the warmth of blood trickle down her leg, followed by a tongue firmly lapping it up before returning to work on her undoubtedly raw pussy. Without warning, she felt the van stop and faintly heard the click of a door opening, but she no longer cared. Her wrists were undoubtedly torn open, her throat sore from the seemingly endless assault, and God, her cunt was quivering from the orgasms while at the same time begging for more. She realized that her mouth was now empty, and no one was touching her. She felt guilty because through the terror, she felt the distinct longing and disappointment of this being over. Her sweet torture was coming to an end. She heard a snap, felt the tension on her arms ease slightly. Before she could move them, however, the doors at the rear of the van swung open, and there were hands on her ankles. She tried to scream again, but no sound would come out. Her legs were out of the van now, but hands on her body, rolling her harshly over. She couldn't have stood if she wanted to. Just when impending dread began to seep into her still muddled thoughts, she felt hands on her hips, legs pressing between hers. She was lifted off of the ground with the force of his thrust. She didn't know which one it was, but there was no mistaking the urgency. The mask muffled his groans, and with each pump of his cock into her, she whimpered and shook as yet another wave approached, threatening to drown her in pain and pleasure. With a growl, there was one final long shove, and she felt it, warmth pulsing inside her. He had come, marked her, claimed her on this night, and she actually fucking smirked. She couldn't believe herself. She was potentially taking her last few breaths and was enjoying it. He unceremoniously withdrew himself, and before she could brace for whatever was about to happen, she again felt a presence behind her. And once again, she was impaled on a cock. It wasn't the first man's. No, this one was thicker, and the thrust longer and more controlled. The pleasure had almost completely given away to dull aching. And thankfully, just as she began to sob and whimper, she felt him pull out to just the tip and the familiar hot sensation of seed invading her in thick, pulsing ropes. He left her dangling face down from the back of the van, an amalgam of her dewy cum and her attacker's combined loads running down her thighs. She couldn't move, didn't want to. She was so spent, she felt as if she were going to black out again. She felt bare hands under her, much more gentle than before, lifting her, almost cradling her, as she was carefully rolled back up into the van. She felt a caress on her cheek and recoiled from the thought of what had just happened, exciting her, and the audacity her captors had in trying to comfort her now. She looked up to face whatever was coming next, and her mouth dropped open. Confusion, surprise, anger, all of the emotions that she had thought herself too overwhelmed to feel rushed in at once. Without missing a beat, the ringleader removed his mask and smiled. "I hope you enjoyed this little adventure, kitten. I'll take you home and get you cleaned up now."